Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
It's the Superior Livestock Labor Day sale coming Wednesday, Thursday, September 9th and 10th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios to be seen on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 66,000 head of cattle on the 2 days of sales, the 9th and 10th of September. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to get more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, Wednesday was a mixed bag for the livestock sector as cattle contracts closed lower and the week's cash cattle trade developed for $2 to $3 lower. Meanwhile, the lean hog market had a phenomenal day, seeing cash prices and nearby futures contracts jump higher. Now, live cattle contracts fell lower following in the tracks of the feeder cattle complex. October live cattle closed $1.07 lower at $104.70. December was down 97 cents, $109.15. February live cattle down 55 cents at $113.42. Now, the cash cattle trade did break out of the chute in the middle of the afternoon yesterday, selling in our part of the country for $101, which was $2 to $3 lower than a week ago. Feeder cattle contracts bled lower throughout the day and led the cattle complex in its downward quest. And hot diggity dog, it was a good day for the hogs. Nearby contracts rallied over a dollar higher through closing. The cash market surprised everyone, jumping almost $3.50 higher. And slaughter continues to run at a vigorous pace. Now, on the grains, Kansas City December wheat ended up 1.5 cents higher at $4.71, holding above the 100-day average for $4. That's $4.67, despite beneficial rains falling in the southwestern U.S. plains. Late Monday, USDA said 5% of the winter wheat crop was planted, just getting started in southern states and in the northwestern U.S., but not yet in the largest winter wheat state of Kansas. December corn was down about a penny and a half cents yesterday, 360 and a quarter, once again staying shy of the July high of 363 in front of tomorrow's WASDE report. Wednesday's weather map shows snow in Colorado and rain from Texas to Wisconsin. Temperatures fell below freezing in parts of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, putting an end to the filling stage of those corn crops. And November soybeans closed 5.75 cents higher at a new 8-month high of $9.78.75 on Wednesday. We'll check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
On the livestock futures, October live cattle down 107 yesterday, 104.70. December down 97, 109.15. September feeder cattle down 55 cents, 138.40. October down 160 at 138.25. October hogs up 147, 61.37. Kansas City wheat, December up 1.5, 471. March up 1.5, 482. Chicago wheat, December down 0.5, 543.75. March unchanged at 553. December corn down 1.5, 360.25. March down 1.25, 370.75. November soybeans up 5.75, 978.75. January up 5 cents at 983.25. December cotton up 18 cents at 64.20. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.